This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Bet me to it, Macca.
I did, and this is going to be an exciting second hour.
So why is that, Macca?
Well, because we've got some important announcements. We've got some important guests. We're going to have a really good discussion about issues that are very, very important to our community, front and centre for our community. So I'm going to let you can...
Well, actually, Macca, we have an exclusive announcement.
An exclusive, another one.
We don't often have these on Joy, no. But today we've had a couple, really, haven't we?
Well, you have kicked the less than United Church in the nuts.
Don't be so unkind, Macca.
So,
let me introduce the Victorian Minister for Planning, Richard Wynne.
Morning, Tess.
And Member for Richmond. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been fighting the City of Melbourne's car parking digital box.
Aren't they your constituents?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not?
No, I'm the City of Yarra. And so...
Isn't there a bit of overlap?
No, there's not. Not for me. The City of Yarra actually comes into North Carlton, but that's not part of Richmond. Now, can I get this off my chest now?
Go for it.
Yeah, hurry up. We've got more important things to
talk
about.
Okay, I'm in Russell Street, right? I'm early. I've got to get myself organised. The City of Melbourne has got this digital parking thing. And guess what?
I couldn't
make it work. And guess what? When you ring the number to say this thing's not working...
Also doesn't work.
Disconnected.
So, Sally...
Are we happy?
No. Not happy, Sal?
Not happy, Sally.
So you're telling me that...
Good morning.
You're telling me that you're a digital troglodyte.
I am.
And you're
I can barely work my phone.
Unhappy constit.
I did learn recently that my phone actually had a wireless in it.
Dick.
How about that? That's something new.
My partner, who I think you might have met once or twice, says to me that the sign of a dated person is says that the sign of a dated person
is
a dated device.
Yes.
So learn to use your devices and modernise them regularly.
Right, okay, I'll take note of that, and I'll make sure that my cyber security expert son gives me some further advice on these matters.
You listen to him very carefully.
Yeah, indeed I will.
Now, Dick, during the week, obviously you've caught up with the great news about the Pride Centre. We've got Josh Burns coming in to talk to us about the contribution that future Bill Shorten Labor-led government would make should they get elected. But what are you going to talk to us about today? What announcement do you have in relation to the Victorian Pride Centre?
Today is really the next step in what's been for so many people a tremendously long journey to be able to bring together all of the key elements of the LGBTI community together in the one building. I mean, this is just... I know it's a dream that so many people have fought for so long. And I'm pleased to say that as Minister for Planning, I have introduced new site-specific planning controls for the site, which, of course, as your listeners know, is at 79 to 81 Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. And this has been done through a consultation process, which the City of Port Phillip have been involved with, and we thank them for, you know, really the great support that they've provided to the Pride Centre. These new controls allow the maximum building height, which is 16.5 metres currently, to be increased subject to certain conditions, because we know that the centre will be significant, and the design of the centre is absolutely magnificent, but it will require a lifting of the height controls in part to 21 metres, and in some sections an increase in the wall height up to 12.5 metres. But it really...
That's not a lot, though, really, is it?
Well, I mean, it is significant to increase the height limit, and we know that you do that in a cautious way. I mean, you need to ensure that the decisions that I reach in relation to this are in fact in the broader interests of the local community, but also given the significance of the Pride Centre to Victoria more generally, I thought it was an entirely appropriate decision for me to make.
So the council, if I understand this process, they referred the matter to you.
Yep.
And you've made this decision.
Yep.
As planning minister. So this is pretty much one of the last bricks in the wall that isn't built yet, but last bricks in the wall for the Pride Centre to be going ahead, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, this is a very significant next stage. And I think it's important that your listeners recognise, of course, that notice was given to more than 1,200 businesses and residents who in that area. Public notices were placed in all of the newspapers. Interestingly, there were 32 written submissions tests to through the consultation process, and you know, really strong engagement. And of those, 22 were in support, 8 provided conditional support, and only 2 objections. I mean, I think it speaks to.
And one of them attacked Martin at the event on last week.
Was he an objector to this?
Well, he shirt fronted Martin, so he was probably one of the two.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that story was actually about, and in fact, I think he was, as I understand it, also pretty abusive as well.
Yes, he was actually.
Yeah,
He came very close to Dolly Diamond hitting him with her heel. Could have got a stiletto in the eye.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't want that, I wouldn't have
thought. No.
That wouldn't be a day out for you.
No.
So yes, the answer is that, this really does clear the way. And the announcement that the federal opposition have made is a fantastic announcement. I think it's in the order of $10
million. $10 million. So, what this now means, if I'm correct in understanding what you're talking about, Dick, is that should the Pride Centre do what it needs to do in terms of getting a builder on board, they can start building?
Well, they'll require a building permit.
Of course.
So they've got the planning permit in place.
Which is usually much more challenging to achieve than the building permit.
I mean, the building permit really is... Pretty much the next stage after you've got your planning permission, you then move on to get your building permit, and away you go. So this is now the green light.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So congratulations
to
the Pride
Centre. Yes.
We're going to get Jude Munro in, and we're also going to get Melanie a little bit later, and Josh to talk about their role and their contributions to all of this. But that is a fantastic outcome.
Well, I think so, and I mean, to bring together all of the major organisations for the
LGBT.
See, this parking thing has upset me this morning.
Just say queer.
LGBTI community together, and to have, you know, I mean, I remember Joy when it was housed in some pretty ordinary...
It was above Homo Hardware.
Indeed.
In South Melbourne.
That's right.
Do you know what I remember, Dick? And I'm going to remind you of this again.
Oh, don't.
The night the same-sex relationships bill passed through the upper house, up the road.
Yes.
And on the... not the balcony, what is it?
The back patio.
The back patio of Parliament, having a little sip with you.
Yes, glass of champagne.
And we were shedding a tear because of the journey that this legislation had taken that changed 44 Acts of Parliament.
Yep.
And again, I always acknowledge Susan Davies' role.
Absolutely.
In helping that to happen. And, of course, Robert Clark, the only Liberal in the lower house that voted against the bill. But that night, that changed our lives.
It did.
Changed our lives.
And it was as you recall, Macca, a very, very long debate.
It was.
And it went for many hours. And I remember it was very late at night. It was, well past midnight when the bill finally passed the Parliament. And I remember, I think I've said this last time I was on with you, I was driving home and, you know, I was quite lightheaded and going, my God, you know, I mean...
I hope you weren't drink driving.
No, I was not drink driving. In fact, I've never drunk at the Parliament except on that night.
I drove him to it.
and, you know, I was driving home and I was just reflecting, wow, what an extraordinary thing that this Parliament has done to fundamentally change the lives of people and to ensure that there is actually true equality. So I was so delighted to be at that stage working with the Attorney General, Rob Hulls, who was just a sensational in his space. And yeah, that's something I will not forget in my career, and I was so pleased to celebrate that with you.
Well, Dick, there was that at the start, and there's the Pride Centre.
Yeah.
Now, so you got a fantastic record.
Yeah, they're not quite bookended.
I
hope there's more to come.
There's more to do. There's always more to do.
Because you're the ALP candidate for Richmond, and as I said last time, it's time to put a dick in Parliament.
No. It's. Do I want to do this? All right. It's time to keep a dick in Parliament.
Right. There you go. Fantastic.
It could be a new logo.
Can I get out of here soon?
So, look, we're going to take a very short break.
Thank God for
really,
that.
Really appreciate that announcement. That's fantastic news, not only for the Pride Centre, but also for this organisation.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it will be the future home.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.